Jessica,
and Katie,
and we are Pony Ride!
No pony, no! No pony, no!
No!
Oh yeah!
Pony Ride Podcast.
Hi. So this week I will be hosting. This is yours truly, Alexa Teal Green, and the topic is
apartments.
Very exciting.
I almost forgot the topic today.
It's okay. You don't
have to last week.
You don't even have to remember because
it's you're hosting.
I'm hosting.
It's all on you.
It's all on me.
Got it on lock.
Cool. Well, just jumping on in here, how's everyone's week?
Ooh. I was talking a little bit before the podcast. I'm a little stressed out. Started a new job. You know, the new job jitters.
Woo! Congratulations.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds like a dance. The new job jitters.
Maybe that'll be our topic of our next.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll propose it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Great. Jessica, your week?
Your week. You're hosting. I just. You approved it?
Yeah, sure. What is it? It's only Tuesday, so.
Yeah.
The week is young.
So are we.
Yep.
Great. My week was great. Thanks for asking.
How was your week, Alexa?
It was so good. I got to visit my family this weekend.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah. It was very fun.
That's right. It was Easter.
Easter.
Or the Roman pagan holiday of this coming of spring.
Oh. All right. Not all of us knew that.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just like to celebrate.
Is that when your family celebrates the Roman pagan?
Is the Easter bunny a Roman pagan?
Yeah.
The Easter bunny is part of the pagan, like they were like, a bunny comes.
Well, yeah, I think so. Plus like the whole eggs thing and like the flowers thing, like it's all celebrating like new
spring.
Life.
You know where I would hide eggs? In an apartment.
Perfect transition.
Thanks.
So smooth.
I'm so nervous about hosting this, guys.
You're doing great.
So, starting off the top with the most fun of facts, I found out that 35% of Americans live in rented spaces.
Wow.
Now, that could be an apartment, or it could be a rented home, so that doesn't exactly cover apartments, but I thought that was a pretty significant number.
Yeah.
What is that, like, 35% is, like, how many people? Because I...
35.
Hours. That doesn't seem that much.
It's like a quarter and a dime.
So, that's, like, how many people...
So
oh,
like
millions?
Out of the three of us,
well,
roughly
how many people,
one
there,
of us.
How many Americans are there?
6 million?
6 million.
I have no idea.
Let's look this up.
We're about to do some
detective
math.
We're using Google. We're looking it up. We need to kill
How
time.
Many Americans are there? That's what Alexa wrote.
Dude, who said 6 million? You were wrong.
That was Jessica.
You were wrong.
No.
Did it's 300.
Yes.
You don't
want
to Jessica go down for that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, excuse me. So how many are there?
323,214,999.
Americans.
That's a lot of Americans.
Did your fridge just turn on?
Yeah, it's really loud.
Should we unplug it?
Oh, yep.
Can,
be right
wait,
back.
Can you unplug it?
Alexa's unplugging a fridge. She's running.
She's gonna unplug that fridge. All of our popsicles are gonna melt.
You have to remind me to plug it back in.
I will.
Okay. Okay.
Forget.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, so the percentage of people renting living spaces is roughly 113 million people.
Okay, so that is a lot of people renting.
That is
I think
lot.
I needed the number. Just because percentage, I don't know. My brain doesn't calculate.
Doesn't drive that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you looked at America, you cut it into thirds, that's roughly how many.
What people. An astute way to put it.
I have to think in shapes.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the other cool thing that I found online is that, let's see what this says. It says 80% of the population would prefer to live in a single family home, meaning like own a house.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of the American dream. Like, I think that's what we all kind of have in our head. Mm-hmm. But in reality, only 7 out of 10 Americans do live in a house like that.
Oh.
Lucky.
That's sad.
It's a little bit sad.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I feel like I want to live in a home, but
I also
do feel like that may not be in the cards for me.
Because you're like a city girl.
Because we live like in Los Angeles. It's really expensive.
Yeah.
I mean,
apartments are, you know, they're stacked on top of each other. They're efficient, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, if you want your own house and you want it in a good neighborhood with a good school.
Yeah, I just never envisioned raising kids in an apartment, you know?
I know.
there are just so many more apartments than houses, or at least that's what I would assume.
I get nervous when my cat meows too loud in my apartment. So, like, if a kid was crying in an apartment, I think I would just, like, I'd have an anxiety attack and explode.
Yeah. There's a baby that lives right behind me in this apartment right here.
Do you hear it all the time?
Not really. I'm more concerned about my TV blaring during potential nap time.
Oh, yeah. We're so nice. We're so concerned about other people.
Right? Yeah. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock rolls around and I stop singing at the top of my lungs.
I imagine that you're always doing that until 8 o'clock.
And the clock strikes 8.
When do you start? That's when is it okay to start singing?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, wow. I hate you. 8 a.m.
I'll sing it out.
I lived with you. I don't know what you're talking about. You were sleeping till noon. She works at night. She works at night.
Jessica
works
at night.
Thank you for the clarification.
She's a night worker.
Lady of
the night. I'm so sorry. We've detracted. You're hosting.
It's okay. Yeah. So, that's just an interesting, topic of, roommates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I live alone in a swanky-dank apartment. Mm-hmm. In case everyone wants
to know.
It's
pretty swank.
And it's funny. I don't find myself someone who, doesn't play well with others. I feel like I'm really make friends often and a lot. But I've kind of recognized the thing in myself where I need, this compression time.
Mm.
So, living alone just suits me so much better.
Yeah, people are like that. That's mm-hmm. a real thing. I'm not like that, but so I always, really? I'm curious. Yeah, I don't need alone. The thing, the more time I spend alone, the worse it is. I'm alone with my thoughts.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I usually just have very critical self thinking. So I think I like being around other people because it kind of takes me out of it.
I have a suspicion. Yeah, I have a suspicion that I might get lonely. I might get stir crazy. But at the same time, I also crave alone time. I'm an only child, and I spent a lot of time alone. As a kid.
What do you guys do alone all the time? It's not I have to be around people 24 hours a day, but what do you guys do when you're in your compression time?
Oh, so many things.
Well, it's immediately after work is when I need it. I stayed with this couple and I was with them for 4 days straight and it was really fun. We really got along. But I found myself going in the next room and just laying on the floor for 20 minutes.
Oh.
After we'd get back from
just to zone out. Are you thinking of anything or are you just meditating?
I guess it's meditating.
That's
I never thought
crazy.
Of
it. Crazy. Mm-hmm.
I like my alone time before bed, late at night, the late hours, because
wee hours of the morning.
Thank you. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, because I know that my phone's probably not gonna be buzzing. No one's gonna bother me at 2 a.m. It's my time.
Yeah,
my time.
Well, when you guys have a boyfriend?
Nope. Mm-hmm. No boyfriends. No.
Okay. Yes, boyfriend.
What do you do? When you get home and they're here? Are they ever here?
We don't live together.
Okay,
so.
But have you ever lived together with a boyfriend?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
No one has a key. No one lives with me.
No, so no one's ever home before you.
No, because I
can't. You make sure because you're I want compression now.
Right, I can't handle it. Or even at my boyfriend's house, he knows I flop on the bed. Or we hug, then I flop on the bed, and then he talks to me and I just go.
Zone out. Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
Does he know that you're not listening?
I am listening, but he knows I'm not going to talk back.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
It's in the morning.
It's like Alexa in the morning, yeah.
So you haven't shared an apartment with, you've had friends, you've never shared an apartment with a boyfriend.
No, I have not.
Interesting. Okay.
Jessica, have you?
In college, there was a brief stint where I had a boyfriend and he, his lease ended or something, so I let him, live with me in my room for a limited amount of time. It was
I
a
remember.
Month.
Yeah, I remember.
Right?
That.
And it was okay. And I think it was especially okay because I knew that there was an end to it.
Ah.
But I do remember, sitting down to my computer and I was going to write, do something creative, and then I could just feel him over my shoulder.
Mm.
And I was kind of oh, I might, go in the other room. He's like, no, you can stay. And I was like, okay, I'll stay in the same room as you.
And you can
And I can just feel the energy. And I couldn't sit right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's hard. Being creative. I mean, if I was writing, I need alone time. Mm-hmm. I can't
but
have someone.
You live with your husband, which you get along super well. But you guys both do creative things like writing. How do you even manage it, you know?
Because a lot of times I'm doing it with other people or I'm I'm out of the house or he's, I guess we go into our own rooms. But we always have right after work and we always connect.
Hmm.
We always make sure to give each other a kiss.
Ew.
Even if we're both, sometimes you give those kisses, they're like, I am a robot, but it's always good to be I think just to take your brain out of work, especially with this new job, I think just to take my mind off things.
Connected. You connect strive for a connected kiss.
It connect you, we strive. And if we don't feel like it, then we're like, how are you? And we try to make eye contact. It is
That's
easy
important.
To, because I do think 10 years down the line, it's going to be very hard to keep that going, but if we don't do it now, because I feel like it can get very easy to get in your own your own compression, your own way. Like, oh, but also if your husband knows that, or boyfriend or whatever, like, they probably, like, it sounds like your boyfriend knows what to do. He lets you lie on the bed and listen to you and talk to you and ask you to do nothing with your brain for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I might be like, you know, you hear about, like, the husband's den or, like, his...
man cave.
His man cave. Like, yeah. I'm going to be the man. Like, I'm going to need a cave of my own.
A spa cave.
A spa cave. Yeah. With a spa in it. It's going to be great. yeah, I need...
The caviest punny...
Gavius is full of puns. Posters with puns.
That is true.
Posters.
I have a feeling you will need your own, like, little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're very creative. Like, you do art things that, like, can be created at once. Like, writing a poem or, like, painting a picture. So I feel like you need space to
do. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's so condescending. I don't know what came out of it. All right, I'm sorry. So
that's my little apartment intro.
Fascinating. Yeah, we all want some space. Okay. So I was looking up apartments today. I found a little interesting tidbit on the internet, and I didn't know this was a term. I'm curious if you guys know this is a term. Dingbat apartments.
What is a dingbat? I mean,
is it like a bachelor or like a?
No, it's a style.
Is that a font?
Well, kind of. It is kind of based on the font. So a dingbat is like...
The dingbat is based on the wingbat font?
No,
the font is based on the dingbat.
A dingbat. Okay, oh so God. The definition of a dingbat is, besides, like, you're a total dingbat, it's actually, like, the little... It's, like, symbols in typography.
Oh.
Right? So, dingbat apartments were a style...
Wait, sorry. So someone was like, that's a dumb word. And then I'm going to call someone who's dumb a dingbat. Like, is that how it originated with the typewriter? And someone's like, you're such a dingbat.
It could have very well been like, you're such a semicolon.
Right? But they were like, dingbat. I'm glad that...
Dingbat's a stupid word.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Anyway, so a dingbat apartment is a style of apartments... or a style of apartment that arose in kind of the 1950s in Southern California is basically usually where they're from. There's also in like Arizona and Florida. What they are is the style where it's very boxy. It's raised so that cars can park under it. And they usually have, can you guys picture this? They usually have like a weird like 50s little symbol. So for instance,
like where we live,
yes,
and you still live, yeah,
is totally. I live in a dingbat apartment because it has.
Oh yeah, you do. Well, you live in the owner's unit of the dingbat.
So it's like a house. It feels like a house.
Where we used to live feels like a house.
Yes, that's
true.
But
the other units are the dingbats.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is a dingbat because even above my front door is this funky little like
50s like Starburst type of.
Yeah, it's like
a
future. Wait,
is mine not? Mine's nothing.
No, because you have your own. Your cars are not under the building.
They are though. We're on top of cars right here.
We are?
Yes. Oh. Everyone else parks under the building.
But it's usually like the street parking or the parking is coming from the street, or like you can get to the parking from the street.
Oh.
So in a way,
not totally a dingbat
apartment.
It's like
a modified dingbat apartment.
I know what you're talking about. Down Crenshaw, there's a lot of those.
Yeah, like on the west side, I feel like there's a lot
of
them.
Right. Exactly.
Where our friend Alex used to live.
And they usually have funky little names like, you know, like the Mermaid.
Oh.
You know, and then they have it like written.
Who chose dingbat for them?
Because a dingbat was a funky little symbol.
Oh. So really when you call someone a dingbat, you're like, you're a funky little symbol.
You're a funky little typography symbol. So yeah, mine has a stupid little starburst on it.
Let's get a dingbat tattoo.
Yeah.
Great.
Wait, but which one is it?
Can we do an episode where we all get tattoos on the podcast?
Oh, sure.
Let's do it right now.
It'll be really
guys,
annoying.
I brought my...
Those are all dingbats?
Oh, it's like an iconographic...
So,
like,
I've got that one, basically.
Yeah, like a starburst, there's a heart. There's
okay,
like...
Just Google image search dingbat apartments, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
And this episode is brought to you by...
Dingbats! The funkiest little... Excuse me.
The funkiest little
symbols around.
Well, that's really fascinating.
That's really fascinating. Is that your tidbit?
That was my tidbit. So I'll leave it at that for now, Katie.
Well, I guess I wanted to talk about a different aspect of apartments when apartments can become your home.
What?
When I moved out to Los Angeles, I went through a really bad breakup. Mm-hmm. And Jessica Spa. Oh, I said your last
name. Okay, we'll just bleep
it out.
I
said my whole name earlier.
Right. It's been said several times.
Okay, so Jessica, I'll just be the most anonymous one of us.
Wait, we said your name too and your married name.
Oh.
Anyway, go on.
So you moved into the apartment with me and our other friend Rachel, and I feel like that was the first time after a while like that I felt like I was home in Los Angeles, because I think the reason that relationship to me was so devastating when it ended was just because I had like not built a life for myself out here in Los Angeles, because the person I was dating was still in a like Orange School. County area. So I think I just had like not let myself open up, and I felt like, and because I've only lived in apartments in LA, when I go home, it's not, it doesn't feel like home anymore, like Los Angeles does.
Whoa, really?
It's just so weird. Yeah, it's so weird. That's, but I, yeah, we've been out here for, you know, I guess
almost six years.
Yeah, so, but I guess I just is like, wanted to know, like, have you guys ever been in an apartment situation or with roommates? Because I've also lived with roommates in a house, but it was with roommates and it was a rental situation. Where, in Irvine, where I just, like, made my, like, life friends, like, two of them that I just will always stay in contact with, who are like family, mom, sister, brother to me. Do you guys have any experiences like that?
You guys are my only friends.
Oh, wait. I thought you made tons of friends often and always. Oh,
yeah. I mean, also that. but I don't know. I feel like my living situations have been pretty, like, operational, like, I haven't really lived with close friends, and that always worked best for me.
Yeah,
because I feel like it can be too like emotional or involved, and like I kind of do better when I just handle that, you know.
Yeah,
or like meet my friends to do stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I lived with like a stranger in the dorms. Second year, I did live with close friends, but that situation actually blew up because it turns out like a girl was like talking behind my back, and
see, there's, it's tricky.
I just didn't understand that drama thing, so I left the whole friend group and everything. But that was like a sick apartment. It was like really
that
nice.
Was good.
And then yeah, I moved out with two virtual strangers to live by the beach. Then I moved in the next year, like on the beach with like three girls who were pretty much strangers. And each time I feel like I made a new friend by the end of it. But not like a lifelong friend, you know?
It's crazy that you just said you like moved on the beach like twice and you were like in college.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, to have a beachfront apartment in college is, well, or a house or whatever is pretty crazy.
Thanks. I mean, I felt like it was a great like opportunity.
Yeah.
And it was like once in a lifetime. Like, if I was a working person, I don't think I'd be able to
do it,
swing it. Yeah.
Ah, college.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the emotional thing, like, now I'm saying, like, Jessica and I got it really close, and with Rachel and everything, I felt like I had, like, a support group at home. But when I moved, that was really emotional for both of us, when I moved in with my boyfriend, and I wonder, if you wanted to talk about that.
I mean, this is getting real serious.
No, but yeah, I think that, like, when you and I were living together, so, you know, I guess that's, yeah, Rachel's there, too, be bleeping out Rachel's name.
No, there's so many Rachels. Right.
They're gonna look up Rachel.
Yeah, it really did feel very like domestic, you know, like it had taken the place of...
Oh my god, well, we like tell the story about your ex-boyfriend, like when you asked him like, the one thing
that... Oh my god. Okay, so I had this boyfriend who we got along and that's all fine and good, but like we never really fought, and one day I can't remember how it came up, but I said, you know, oh come on, I must do something that bothers you. And a little backstory, like, anytime Katie and I would come into the house to greet the other one, we'd open the door and immediately say, like, hello.
And I'd be like, hello.
And we'd be like, hello.
For, like, a couple times. I guess we did it
a few times
back and forth.
It was a lot. So then my boyfriend at the time, I was like, come on, what bothers you? And he's like, well, I really don't like it when you do that whole hello thing.
Which is, like, that's the one thing that bothered him about... I knew about.
I'm sure there were many more things, but
it was specifically involved me. Just like, there's nothing that bothers me about you. It's only when Katie is around.
And I was like, that is my personality. Like, that's who I am. Funny. If you don't like what? Anyway. But yeah, it was very
much home. It was mm-hmm. home, and
I felt like it was.
I was literally, yeah, dude, I was literally about to say like when dude, who am I? I was literally about to say when we all would film so many videos,
Pony Ride.
And people would be like, yeah, and I live with Alexa and Jessica, and I'm like, oh no, I only live with Jessica, but I felt like I lived with you.
It really did feel because you'd come over. That's where we filmed all the videos. And
that was like our Pony Ride home.
It was Pony Ride's home.
It did get awkward like when it was like new roommates at first.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be like.
They'd be like, Alexa just came in and like put something in the fridge and then like sat on the couch and opened some wine or whatever.
And now you're shooting a video in the middle of our living room.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah. So I mean, life, you know, life changes and for the better. And and so it was it was hard when stuff changed, but but that's just the way.
But I think it's crazy how in a living situation, apartment situation, a rental, no matter like that, it's not very permanent. At the same time, it feels very. I mean, because your home is the most like vulnerable part of you. I think like where you are, your home base. Though,
yeah, so. I've gotten pretty attached to the actual like the building itself. Like, and then you know, I do want to move into my own place eventually, but at the same time,
but you're like the matriarch of that place.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, I'm the person that's lived there the longest. Let's say that, but first of all, it's like pretty good rent, and
yeah,
like,
you can't. I know.
I can't beat that.
That's a thing in LA, people. If you're listening and you don't live in LA, the rent can like trap you in a place forever. Cause
yeah,
it's so
I am
good.
Trapped in this great rent.
Everything is so expensive now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, okay.
We just sound like old people. We're just like things are expensive.
It's so expensive. Life is hard.
But like this apartment, and because Katie lived there and Alexa was there a lot, it is literally falling apart.
What?
And this is pretty funny because my roommate. I think she's probably the one that cooks the most, and so this is probably why she's been the one to be the one that has broken it. But we've had three cupboards just come off in her hands.
Oh no, she's like the Hulk.
She's the Hulk. It's all that home cooking. No, I'm just kidding.
And every so like I think we've the third one's gone now, but between the first and the second one, the first one had already happened. And we called the landlord, and the landlord like didn't get back to us, and finally like I had to email her again and was like, hey, we really need this cupboard. Fix. There's like shards of wood sticking out.
Yeah.
And her response was, cupboards don't just break. What were you doing with them?
Oh they're my like god. 50 years old.
Yeah, and I'm like, what do you think we were doing? We were opening and shutting them. Like that's the only thing you do with.
Maybe you're not.
Oh wait.
Maybe you're having like jamming parties where you're like pulling boop, boop, out drawers.
We're doing like stomp.
Drumming on. Or like that scene in Tarzan where they're like, bum, bum, stamp, stamp.
Yeah.
Or in Doug when they're like banging on the trash can.
Pulling out the drawers now.
Right?
How did we all know?
You know that song?
Yeah, landlords can be crappy.
Brought to you by crappy landlords.com.
Which brings me to our game.
Yay!
Now it's time for Can You Be a Landlord? So, I'm going to have you guys act out two scenarios.
Oh, another act out game.
I know.
No, I love it. I love it.
Don't ask me to act. Don't ask me.
So, Jessica, in this one, you're going to be the landlord.
Ooh.
You can
crappy
pick,
landlord?
You can be whatever type of landlord you want. Katie, you're a tenant who just accidentally ripped
a drawer
right out of the socket.
Oh my god.
I'm
a Hulk. Okay.
And action.
Oh, is there like a like, are you judging
it?
Us? Like, does someone win this game?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
It's
landlord versus tenant.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to knock on the door. Like, you called me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you came down.
What happened?
I ripped this drawer out of its drawer.
Drawers don't just rip apart. What did you
do? Yes, they do when your ex-boyfriend just called you and tells you he's getting married.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry
so
about
gonna fix it for free.
No, I can't do that. But can I get you a glass of water?
Okay, in this scenario, I'm gonna pick Katie as the winner.
Yes.
Jessica was far too nice.
I know, I
to be a landlord.
That's true. I could never be a landlord.
So this game is you could never be a landlord. It's a test if you can or can't be
I just
a landlord.
Got bulldozed.
You can never be a landlord.
Okay,
let's see who can be a landlord.
Let's see if Katie could ever be a landlord. All right, Katie's a landlord. Pick all right,
your own. All right, I'm a landlord.
Yeah. Pick your cup.
Jessica,
uh-huh.
You just noticed that your refrigerator won't work.
Oh, we're going to remember to turn your refrigerator back on. Okay,
my refrigerator won't work. Did she buy this refrigerator or did it come in the apartment?
That's a great question.
I am going to be a landlord.
1 point to Katie for landlord. It was in the apartment before.
Okay, so I provided it earlier. Okay.
Well, or did you?
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
The pot thickens and action.
What seems to be the problem?
Wow, I love the answers. I just bought some fish and it's in the fridge and I opened it this morning and it's
It smells like dead fish in here.
Yeah, and that's your fault because the fridge just up and died and now I have smelly, rotten fish and
looks
you need
like
to fix
your
it.
Own fish problem. That refrigerator belonged to the former tenants and you, when you moved in, you said, I don't care, I'll take that old crappy fridge. So I said, all right.
No, but this refrigerator is your responsibility.
Or isn't my responsibility?
Ding, 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 ding.
You just mock me.
And the mocking takes Katie straight in for the win.
Looks like I'm the mocking landlord.
Okay. Oh, minus one for pun.
Can Alexa, you do one?
Wait, we have to say that Katie can be a landlord.
Oh, my dreams come true. Okay, in this one, am I the landlord?
Yeah, you're the landlord in this one. I will direct this.
Okay.
You are the landlord, and Jessica is your tenant.
Okay.
And you just found rats and hamsters in your bathroom.
Bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Just flooding the bathroom.
No, they're not flood. Just like a couple.
Oh, okay.
Just like two, you know.
Two of each?
One of each, but there's two.
A rat and a hamster.
Okay. You figure it out and go.
Hi. Sorry, I'm finding my voice.
Why are you bothering me?
I just found a rat and a hamster in my bathroom. I don't know if they crawled out of the toilet or something.
They're your pets. Bye.
No, they're not. No, no, no.
Alexa, can be a landlord. That was a great game. Yay!
This has been so much fun. Thank you guys for playing. You can be a landlord. I think what we learned today is
Jessica can't be a landlord.
Don't ask me to be a landlord, okay?
Yeah, don't ask.
Won't happen.
Don't ask me to talk to you when I get home.
I want to hang out all the time with everyone. I can't
audience.
Be alone.
Yeah. So we'll have a future episode in 30 years where we'll see if we all live in apartments still.
Okay. Mm. Who wants to set their time capsule alarm?
I got it.
All right. It's going to go off in 30 years.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll see you not in 30 years.
We'll see you next week.
We won't actually see you. You'll hear us.
You'll call us.
We'll be blasting over the speakers.
Maybe next week we'll call our moms.